We are on Daf Chesamad Beis. Just quickly to review what we had learned till now. Rabbi Yehuda had a shaila if he heard a memre of Mar Shmuel, Manik, and Rochev. One was Kaina, one was not Kaina. Did not know exactly what Mar Shmuel had said. And Bekitza, he was poshed from another member of Mar Shmuel. Mar Shmuel said, it says in the Mishnah, Hamanig Seifer Gesaboim Rameya Poiter. Vayeshu Bekoran Seifer Gesaboim Rameya Poiter. There's two cases. If a person is manik kloim, he soifiges aboim, and if a person is sitting bekorin, he soifiges aboim, rameya poiter. And Shmuel had said, we have to be mahapach de girse, rameya holds hayoshev bekorin, soifiges aboim, and the chachom impat. Now, from this memre of Mar Shmuel, we see that he holds, this Mishnah is speaking about Hilchis Manik Kloy. And Shmuel holds, if the Chachamim holds Hayeshev Bekorin is not Seifiges Arboim, that this is not called Manik. This is not called Manik. Now, the case, it would seem from Rashi, though we're only learning Rashi, would seem from Rashi that a person who's Yoshev Bekorin, there's no Akiras Yad Veregel. Akiras Yad Veregel means that it's going to move already. A Yoshev Bekorin, when one sits in the Korin, the behemoth feels the weight of the person, and perhaps it'll move a yad, which is a temporary movement. It's going to move a yad and move back the yad. Rameya holds that this is called anhoge. That's also called anhoge, a temporary movement, even which will be retracted by the baim. It's also called, I was maniges a kloim, and an akiris yad is also something. Then, and the Chachamim hold it's nothing. So the Gemara says, so if Shmuel holds, like the Chachamim, that Hayoshev Bekorin is not Chayiv Alts Kloyim, so we see that an Akiras Yad is nothing, it's not called any sort of an Anhogit. So therefore, Roichev wouldn't be Kaine. That means the suffix that Reichev should be Koine was that there is perhaps a tziruf of an Akiris Yad, which is some sort of a Roas Vailis, and also there's a Teifis B'Miseira, which is a gather of Kemande Noket Le B'Yodei Dami, some sort of Achnasis Rishus. But if Shmuel holds, according to the Chachamim, that your potter altmanig, it's not considered anything, the le'ovid midi, he didn't do anything, so then Reichev wouldn't be kaine, and so kocher, that is pshat, the member of Shmuel, that Reichev bechlal is not a ma'isekinyan. And that was more or less that we had learned till now. So let we around 8 lines from the bottom, Meisevei. Hoyu shnayim roichvim al gabei behemet. Now, we had in our Mishnah 2 cases. The first case is hoyu shnayim roichvim al gabei behemet. And the second case was oisha yechad roichev ve'echad manik. Zay mekulushli, zay mekulushli, zay yishav shel mepochis mechetzi, zay yishav shel mepochis mechetzi, diyachloi. Now, are you shnaim roichrim al gabi behemet? Money, ilayme rameya, hashta yoishiv koni rochuv mi boy. Now, if we will say, before we see the Lashon of Rashi, if we will say that our mission is going according to Rameya, our mission is Adas Yochit, Shmuel said according to the Chachomim that an Akiris Yad to Yeshiva is nothing, so Reichiv wouldn't be kainet. Now our mission seems to say Shnaim Reichiv Mal Gabi Behemet. It seems they're kainet, that they're Reichivim, and they say they were kainet with Rechive. And it says Yachloikos. If it goes according to Rameya, and according to Rameya it could go. Rameya holds that it's called a manig. If it's called a manig of Gabi Hilchus Kloim, so it would have a Teres Meshiche Lechire. Do have it, a Yoishev, it doesn't say Teufis B'mei Seiro. A Yoishev alone is called a Manik Loim, so that means if it's a Manik, so it's called a Meshiche. So Hayishnaim Reichlum al Gabi Behem is coming to tell us that both of these people made a Kinyan Rochug, which is an Akiris Yad, which according to Rameya is a Teres Meshiche. And we'll say the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, everything stems with Shmuel. But if you'll tell me that our mission is Adas Yochid, it's going according to Rameya, so I have a kasha, hashte yoishev koni rochuv mi boy. So why does the Mishnah have to say that shneim roichvim? Now, poshet, we would learn pshat in the Gemara's kasha, roichiv is... There are two protim in Reichiv. He's sitting on the behemoth. The maisa of sitting makes an akiras yad, which has a teres meshiche. He's also a tofus b'meisera. He's holding the meisera also, which is commanded not get lay biyodidam. Now, l'chayre, according to Rab Meir, if you're called a manik kloim with an akiras yad that comes about through yeshiva, so that's called Mamish HaMashiche. So, L'chayre, you don't need Tafas B'meiseira. You don't need the Yisrael Maila of Commander Noket Le'Biyodei Domi. So why did the Mishnah have to say, Ho Yushnayim Reichvin Al-Gabi Be'eime? You could have had a case of Yoishvin. They're not Tafas B'meiseira. And they're also Koine. So hashte yoishiv koni rochov mi boy. So we could learn pshat in the Gemara's kasha is why did the Mishnah have to mention that they're roichvim? A roichiv is more than a yoishiv. So if a yoishiv is called a manik, so a rochov, which is zicha more than that, either because of tofus b'meiseir, or maybe we'll see later perhaps another svara, is hashte yoishiv koni rochov mi boy. So, the Mishnah can't be going according to Rameya. Now, let us see Rashi. So, Rashi says, Ineime Rameya, the Omar Hayoshev Bekorin Soifik Esarboi. So, Rameya holds Hayoshev has a din manik, so means it has a Teres Meshiche. Umasnisin Yechidoi, I will say that the Mishnah is Adas Yochid, Mulas Hilchesekabosi, that. That's no problem. That wouldn't be a problem. We could live with Shmuel. We don't pass Gnolet Rameya. Our Mishnah is Adas Yochid. Ashtel Rameya Yoishiv Koni. The Koma Koni. It's Koine. The Koma HaYoishiv Bekorin Soif Eges Arboim. So we see from the Lashon of Rashi, if you get Malkis, so that's called a Manik. If that is called a Manik, it's called a Moshech. So it's finished. You don't need more than that. So hashta yoishiv koni, that's called a manik, so nekiris yad is called a moishach, rochiv mi boi, volomali lashmin and betalti. Now the lashon of Rashi is problematic, because the Shita asks, the Gemara seems to say if a Yoshev is Kone, Rochav Avada Gevis is Kone. Rashi seems to say, Rashi seems to play down the Kash. Why does he have to repeat himself twice? By club and say the Zroim and say the Nezikim. Vlomeli Lashminen Bitarti. Unless we could maybe say Bitarti means that there's a Yoshev plus a Tophis B'Meseira. Maybe that's Pshat the Lashon of Rashi. I don't know. About Kaponim, the Gemara does not want to say that our Mishnah is going according to Rameh. Elo Rav Rabbonon Ushmami no Rochev Kon. So, forget, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbonon, and we see Rochev Kon. Now, we have to stop here for 1 second. What's the Shmami no Rochev Kon? So we'll see as the sugya progresses, and there's a Marsha over here that enlightens us a little bit. The Marsha says like this. There are two bovis in this Mishnah. Hayushnaim roichvim, hayechad roiched echad man. Hayushnaim roichvim, the Marsha says, does not prove anything. It does not prove that roichiv is koine. Could very well be roichiv is not koine. So what's Shadayushnaim roichvim? Shnaim Reichlin means both are Muchsokim. That's what it means. You have two people that are riding on Shnaim Reichlin Magabi Behime. They're riding on it. They're holding the Meseira. Both holding the Meseira. Reuven says, I made a different Kenyan with it. I made a Meshicha with it. Shimon said, I made a Meshicha with it. Now we don't see anything. They're coming to Bezen. Shnaim Reichlin Magabi Behime. The Mishnah says, okay. So from the Reisha of the Mishnah, we don't see anything. That's what the Marsha says. Shnaim Reichlin Magabi Behime, we don't see anything. From where do we see? We see from the Sefer. Why? For ye echad rochel ve echad manig. Now, manig is making a maisa kinyan. If you will say rochel is not making a maisa kinyan, then he wouldn't be called a musik. It would be a bechine, like we had with one person is an oiches and the other person is mischachtor. He's trying to get banted. If one is making a maisekinyan in front of us, and another person is not making a maisekinyan, he zicha doesn't have a din mufi. So now the problem is from the sefer. And the sefer says, ayechad rochu beechad mani. And there it says, also Chalkim, so here we see Rochav is Koine. Now here if we see Rochav is Koine, this is a problem. This is a problem. Now this is a Kasha and Shmuel. Now, the Mishnah can't go according to Rameh, we said it can't go according to Rameh, because the Mishnah is the hashtag, Yeshiv Koni Rochav Mibot. So the Mishnah is going according to the Chumash. And in the Sefer it says, Yechad Rochav Ve'echad Manim, so you say Yachloiku, and Al Kolchach, if a Rochav is an equivalent Murzik to a Manik, Al Kolchach Rochav is a Maisek Kinyan. So, we see that, we see Rochav is Koine, afilu according to the Chacham. Now let us see what Rashi says. El Rav Rabbonon. Now let's see what Rashi says. Va'ashmi'inom, the B'yoshev who the Poto. Now we see Yoshev is Poto. Avol Rochav loy, utiyufte le Rav Yehuda, the Poshat Reichev Miyoshev. Now, if we'll learn this Rashi Elech, Rashi all of a sudden is saying a little bit more than it says in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, oh, from our mission we see Reichev is Koni. And Rashi went back to the Mishnah in Kloyim. From our Mishnah, you see that Reichiv is Seifig Esarboim. That's what Rashi says. Now we have to start scratching our heads. How do we understand this? But that's what Rashi says. El El Rav Rabbonon, Vashminin de Beyoshiv Hu de Poto, Avol Rochov Loi, Utiyuvtel Rav Yude de Poshat Reichiv Miyoshiv. Now, this is a tremendous problem. Let us appreciate the problem. If we're talking about Kloyim, and we will assume that a Yoshev is not called a manik, and we assume that's not called a manik, because it's only Nekiris Yad. Nekiris Yad is not called a manik. It's only a temporary thing. So why should a Yoshev Yobichayev als manik? What's in manik loyim? What's the chilek if he's sitting on the korin or if he's sitting on the behemoth? We have to understand this. So al kolponim lechayre pshat is as follows. There are two sforis in achroinim to say that roichet is better than yoshev. Bitzat tu nekudis. There's a Shmuel had learned till now. Shmuel had learned till now that if Roichev is a Yehuda, it's a Pshat in Shmuel. The whole shayla of Roichev is Koine. It's a Ozel Machmose. There's an Akiris Yad because of Roichev. Is that called something? Is it called nothing? That was the shayla. And he said, well, if in Kloim it's called nothing, some Mele in Kinyonim it's also called nothing. That was the shakla b'tayin. There's a svara to say, and hey, this is what the Gemara wants to disprove Shmuel. You cannot compare Roichev to Yoshev. Why not? There's one svara to say, a Yoshev, not the problem is because it's not going too far. A Yoshev is an indirect cause for the movement of the animal. That means when a person sits in the korin, the animal feels that there's some weight on the korin, it will move a yad. That, Rameya said, oh, that's also called manigas akloim, and that, Acham said, no, that's not called manigas akloim, that's very indirect, he's sitting on the korin. But if a person is sitting on a behemoth, this could be the same Akiris Yad. This is the same Akiris Yad. But this Akiris Yad is a direct cause that's making that the baby should make Akiris Yad. That's good. I made it go. That's the svara. Shmuel was telling us, know what the machlokes, the Meir and the Chumash, the machlokes is an Akiris Yad something, Akiris Yad nothing. And Mamela, since the Chumash all the Akiris Yad is nothing, so Mamela Roichev is in Koine. So the Gemara says, I got news for you. I have a Mishnah that Roichev is Koine according to the Chacham. So we see your whole logic is not Eiskehalten. You told me, since Yoshev is Potter, so Mamela Roichev can't be Koine. No, I'll tell you, Roichev is Chayev also. You know what the difference between Roichev and Yoshev is? Because Yoshev is an indirect Sibbe for the movement of the animal. That's why the Chachamim hold. It's nothing. It's too indirect. It's not called I caused something. I said on the Koran and the animal felt this way, so it started moving. That's called indirect. But if I'll sit on the animal, that's called I caused the animal to make an Akiris Yad, and an Akiris Yad is called a Maisan Hoget. That's one svara to say that Roichev should be better than Yoshev. There's another svara to say the mile of Roichev over Yoshev is because I'm holding the reins. What happens when you hold the reins? That makes the behemoth to move. The behemoth, you're holding the reins already. That causes the behemoth to move and the Akiris Yad. Al Kaponim, the Gemara is telling us now, we see from our Mishnah that if it says that Echot Roichev Echot Hamani Kone, so we see Al Kolchoch that Roichev is a Maisa Kinyan. If it wouldn't be a Maisa Kinyan, it wouldn't even be called a Muzik. And it says your Kainis Yeroichev is a Maisa Kinyan. So we see Shmuel is wrong. That if a person is a roichev, which is a direct cause of causing the behemoth for an akiris yad, then afilu the chachamim all that's called a manik and it's a ma'aseh kinyan. So Shmuel is wrong. That's how she says. What to you tell Rav Yehuda the parshat roichev miman miyoshev? Fine. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says no. Hochi b'mayaskinan b'manig b'raglov. So the Gemara says no. That would have says ha'yeechad roichev echad yoshev. No, Shmuel is right. a roichev that causes an akiris yad, it can be a direct cause. This is golnish mit golnish. It's golnish. Roichev, yoishev, they're all the same. Nakiris yad is golnish. So yes, the kasha, if roichev is golnish, so why is he a muzik? The banig is making a meiser kinyan. The roichev isn't making a meiser kinyan. He's not even a muzik. Tzmol says, no. It's speaking about his manig beraglov. This roichev is kicking the behemoth. He's kicking the behemoth with his spurs on his feet, and it's moving. It's moving. Fine. So it's a new story. It's a new story. So you have two people causing the behemoth to move, and it's moving. I'm not talking about the kiddush yad. It's moving. It's going. But the two people who are causing, one is manig with his feet. That's the roichev, and the other one is manning with a whip or something else. Both of them are manning the behemoth. That's not echad roichev echad. It's not speaking about the way you understood roichev. It's not moving at all. No. This one is a manning beraglov, and this one is a manning beyodav. He's whipping it. So mamela. That's the case of the sefer. Shmuel is right. A roichev is gonish mit gonish, and it's speaking about manning beraglov. Rashi says, "Bamanik beraglov, the kanye b'mishiche, shaboyet bo beraglov. He's kicking it. Vayleches machmosa, and it's going. It's a mishiche, a real mishiche. Kederech roich meisusim. This person is a manik. He's a manik. So it's not the Mishnah is not speaking about kinyan rochov. It's speaking about a kinyan manik." This guy is a manik, and he is also a manik. He's a manik with the feet, he's a manik with a stick, both are manikim. Frag the Gemara, who, Yochi Haina manik? What's a, hoye echad roichev echad manik? The roichev, till now I was learning roichev, there's such a concept of roichev, it's an akiris yad. Now you're telling me roichev is gonish and gonish. You're speaking about it was a manik beraglov. So why when the Mishnah wants to tell us the halacha, so why say echad roichev echad manig vikachosim in a sefer? Roichev means he was also manig. He was a manig with the feet. He was a manig with the stick. Fine. So it should have said ihochi ainu manig. So both are manigim. So it should have said. So Rashi says v'havale lemisnu shoy shneya manigim. The Mishnah told us the wrong case. If we are speaking about the kinyan of both of them, both are made a kinyan manig, so said we said, are you shnei manig? What do you say? Echad roichev echad manig. The roichev is only, it gives us a mistaken understanding of the Mishnah. It's shnei shnei manig. Trei gavni manig. So the Rashba brings down a girse that the what another girse is we stopped already. Trei gavni manig. Trei gavni manig. The Ashmini b'shnei manhigim the achloikol loy hayinu yoidim lahai. Fine. So the Rashba says maybe this isn't such a good manig. Kicking with the feet, maybe it's not such a good manig. Maybe in the manig of the behemah, maybe the one who's sitting the behemah is more a, that's called, that's the chiddush. A manig of rochav is also called a manig. That's how the Rashba learns, that's one teretz. Or it goes together. Or the others learn it's one big teretz. Ma de taime rochav odif da manig v'tofis bo. So now the Gemara says the mal de teime that another mahalach rochov means he's tofus b'meisera, and we learn pshat tofus b'meisera is alom this commander noked le biyodei domi. So there would be a svara to say we said once a svara in Rashi we wanted to say that the gather of tofus b'meisera is commander Nokid Lebiodi, like the one who's holding the Meseira, he has it in his hands. Commander Nokid Lebiodi. We wanted to say, as far in Rashi before, Meshicha only helps if I'm moshech it into my rishus. Now, for example, what if a person will make a mishicha b'shus moicha? A person will make a mishicha b'shus moicha. He's schlepping it the whole day back and forth. It's a gonish and a gonish. Because you want moshech it in your rishus. You're schlepping and schlepping. But you're schlepping it in the moicha's rishus. Mishicha b'shus moicha is not kind. That's not called mishicha. We mentioned a svar in Rashi. If one person is making a mishich in a simta, let us say, and the other one is holding the reins, which is a concept commanded noket leibiyodi dem, like I have the whole behemoth in my hand. Commanded noket leibiyodi dem. We mentioned the Yerushalmi, Amuridik Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a shail of a person wrote a get on a keren. And he gave over the reins, and the kerem of an animal, and he gave over the reins of the animal to the isha. So the Gemara is a tzad, he was mekayem v'nosam b'yodo. Or maybe not. But there's one tzad, maybe it was mekayem v'nosam b'yodo. Why is it v'nosam b'yodo? Because she had the animal in her hands. That's called she has the animal in her hands. So memeila, that's called v'nosam b'yodo. So memeila, there would be a svara to say, if I'm holding the reins and the other guy is taking a moshech, his money, but it's in my hands. So it's like a meshicha b'shus moshech. His meshicha should be worthless. My meshicha should overpower his meshicha. The concept of commander knocking lay beyond, they should make, I made a maisa kinyan. He didn't schlep anywhere. It's everything is a maisa shus. So could be that's the havamin of the Gemara. Mal de teima rochev odif, the hamanig v'tofis bo. So the Mashiach isn't even called a Mashiach. It's kamash malon. No. You don't say that. I don't say that the tofis b'meseira makes it command and knock it lebi yodai. He's a Mashiach. And the dinners are both akain. That's the chiddush. So according to the second halach, and that's poshet argus, the chiddush is that even though we have two manhigim, and one is a tofis b'meseira, so I would think the tofis b'meseira takes away the kinyan meshicha from the manik. It's kamash malon. No, it's nothing. The Tavis Maseira, it doesn't take away the Mashiach of the money. So there's two Mashiachs. He made a Mashiach with his boy Baraglov. The other one made a Mashiach with his money like this. And that's finished. Okay. Now, the next Gemara, let us just learn a little bit the Gemara. Then we have to go back to try to figure out what the Gemara how the Gemara learned in the Havamina. Toshma, Shnayim shayamoyshchen begomol umanhigim bechamoyl. Means umanhigim bechamoyl. Now let us just say, Teichwelter, there's moyshech and manig. Moyshech means you pull. Manig means you guide. I'm not pulling the behemoth. I'm guiding the behemoth. Now, how do you guide a behemoth? Different ways. You can call it Kairala Vihibo. He has a commanding voice. It's gonna come. Or I can hit it and it'll come. But that's not called pulling it. So now, just let's learn before we go any further, the derech is, by a gomel, you talk to the gomel, you hit the gomel, it doesn't understand too well. You schlep it, it gets the message. You have to schlep it. That's it. Shtaim show your moishchen be gomel, umanhigim by a chamer. By a chamer, it seems, you pull the chamer, he'll stubborn, he'll stay in koima. You hit it, oh! And I hear you talking, when I should move. Okay, about al kaponim, that's the difference between a gomel and a chamoyer. The derech is meshiche begomel, umanhigim bechamoyer. Now, let us just say ivre. Shnayim shahoyu moishchin begomel. Two people were moishich begomel. Fine, two people were pulling a gomel. Fine. Umanhigim b'chamer, or two people were guiding a chamer. Okay, this is so far so good. Oisha hoya echad moishech ve'echad manik. What this means exactly, let's put this on hold. We will not discuss what this means. Oisha ya echad moishech ve'echad manik. Bemida zeis konu. This is how you'll be kind. Rav Yehuda oimer loy kone ache tay meshiche begomo van hoge bechamoy. Rav Yehuda says that you only kone ache tay meshiche begomo van hoge bechamoy. Now, we see so far, we don't know too much, but let us just realize we don't know too much. But Rabbi Yehuda says, only Meshiches Koine Begob, only Anhoges Koine Bechamoel, and it seems the Tanakhama said more than that. Exactly what the Tanakhama said, we'll have to have a little patience. Let's go further. K'toni Miyes, Oishahoya Echad Moshech Ve'echad Manik, Moishech umanig in avul rochuv loy. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara saw, we're going to come back to this, but let us just go a little further. From here the Gemara says, ooh, they said, Moishech umanig in rochuv loy, so we see that rochuv is not kind. All of a sudden, from Echad Moshech v'Echad Manig, we see that Rochuv is not koine. And this is Akasha, we'll see, it's Akasha and Shmuel. And we're asking Kashas and Shmuel. We have Baraisa, Dosach, Main, we have often the Baraisa. Oshe Echad Moshech v'Echad Manig. Moshech u'Manig in avol Rochuv loy. So we see that Rochuv, either the kashis will be poishit from the barais, if it seems to be poishit from the barais. We'll see exactly when we come back. All of a sudden, the Gemara saw this barais is telling us Rochuv is not koine, and Shmuel should have brought a rai from the barais, or we'll see as the sugya progresses. So the Gemara says, loy. No, who's talking about Rochuv? Hu adin dafilu Rochuv. Rochuv is also koine. Fine, okay, Baruch Hashem. V'ha diktoni Moishech umanik, lafuki mid Rab Yehuda da'oma shetei meshiche begomol v'anhoge b'chamoer, kamash melon dafilu ipcho nami koni. Now, so let's go to the teretz of the Gemara, and let's learn how we are now learning pshat in the Baraisa. Let's go back to the Baraisa. We'll say like this: Shnayim shoyu moishchin begomol umanhigim b'chamoyer. Now moishchin is ulchei begomol, manhigin is ulchei b'chamoyer. Oish oya echod moishech ve'echod manik means that a filu not ulchei. Oish oya echod moishech ve'echod manik means oish oya echod moishech bechamoyer or manik begom. So the echod moishech ve'echod manik is going now, is coming to tell us that ulchei is koine and a filu not ulchei is also koine. Fine. And then Rav Yehuda says, no, lo'ilam lo'ikon ha'shitei meshicha begomol manhoge b'chamoyach. No. Only ulchei is koine and not ulchei is not koine. Fine. Give up. So now we know pshat a little that the Tanakhama holds not ulchei is also koine and Rav Yehuda holds that only ulchei is koine in shalom ha'rochel. Rochuv is ichekaine. Between you and me, Rochuv is ulchei. You're right on the chamoir, but the kavna la gmalim, but the kavna la chamoir. They wrote chamoirim, and this is iche ulchei. You're right on a chamoir, you're right on a gomel. So that's no problem. Rochuv is ichekaine. The machloikis is if lav ulchei is kaine. Verrekte gemore. Yehochi, ooh, that's pshat in the machloikis. Lirvinu belisninu. So why did the Chachomim, why did the Tanakama speak such a modern lashon? It should have said, Shnayim shoyim moishchen umanhigin bein begobel bein bechamoy. So the Gemara says, if that's the machloikis, the whole machloikis is, the way you're making it very posh at this, you're saying that the whole machloikis is not uche also koine. So memele, so it should have said, shnayim shoyim moishchen umanhigin bein begobel bein bechamoy, then, so it says klar. That the koine, it's irrelevant to make a kinyan that's uche, make a kinyan that's not uche, everything is koine, and Rabbi Yudaim, aloylum loikon, ashtay mishicha begomu manhoge bachamu. That's your pshat, so that is not pshat. Before we go further in the teretz of the Gemara, let us go back again to what was the havamin of the Gemara? What was the havamin of the Gemara? And what was the Gemara Mechadish in the Teretz? Now let us just see Rashi. Rashi says like this. Chamor darke ban hoge, the gomor darke ban meshiche, the midizu, lakami meforish lemutei mai. Okay, the midizu, we have to explain it. Ihochi. So now the Gemara is the Letane Kame Ipchakoni. If you'll tell me that Ipchakoni, Amaik Toni Meshiche Begomol Van Hoge Bechamer, Leravino Moishchen Umanhige. Now, we see from this Rashi a Moiridikizach, that the Gemara held till now that according to the Tkana Kame, Ipche is not Koine. Now the Gemara's Teretz was said, he's coming to tell us that Ipche is also Koine. Gemara says, oh, if Ipche is Koine, so he should have said right away, Shnayim Shemayshrim Begomol Umanhigim Bachamel. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So Rashi says, now let us read Medayik the Loshon of Rashi. So Rashi says, ooh, if the Tana Kama holds Ipres Koine, Amaik Toni Meshicha Begoma Van Hoge Bachamer, Lirvinu Moishchen Omanike. Fine. So we see that the Havamin of the Gemara was that Ipre is not Koine. Ipre is not Koine. That's what we see from, that was Havamin. Most of the Ter said that that's Machloik, so we have big problems. So, Ipre is not Koine. Now, so Kan Shoyel Haben Shtei Shailes. If Ipre is not Koine, so what shat oi shoye echad moishech ve echad manik? Number one. And number two, if Ipre is not Koine, so what's the machloikis to Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You only koine meshiche begomom and hoge bechamay. Well, the Tanakama also holds this. This is a problem that the Achrayim ask on Rashi. I'd like to say over one mahalach, a little says in the sheet, a little says in the Eitza, but it's a beautiful mahalach. And then we'll appreciate the whole Gemara. The Gemara held for a davar poshet till now that the Tana Kama does not hold that Ipre is koine. Because if Ipre is koine, that was the most kashalay. Should have said Shnayim Shoyim Moishchen Umanhigim Begomol Bechamer. No. Shnayim Shoyim Moishchen Begomol Umanhigim Bechamer means if you have two people and they make two kinyonim at the same time, when will they both be koine if they make two kinyonim that's uche? Shayu meishchem begomo. Shahayu manhigin bachamer, then both of them will be koine. Amayma hamuska. One second. Now, oisho ya echod moishech ve echod manik, There's another case that both will be koine. You know when? By a different behemah. Not by a gomel, not by a chamoel, by a third behemah. That is a third behemah that manhoge and meshiche is unchei. Then you can have a case that both will be koine, echad meshich vechad manik. Now, just one second. So, what did the Tana Kama say? Let's appreciate what the Tana Kama says. The Tana Kama says, by a gomel and chamoel, the only way two can be koine is if they make the same Isa Kinyan. They make the same Isa Kinyan. By another animal, not a gomel chamer, a fool, one makes a meshiche and one makes a gomel, and one makes an hoge, you're also koine. Another animal, both are uche. Fine. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Lo'ilam lo'ikona shetei meshiche b'gomel van hoge b'chamer. What is Rabbi Yehuda coming to tell us? What, who said differently? So the Gemara understood, you have to hear what they're saying. Shtayim, how is it possible by a gomel that both should be koine? Both of them made a meshich. What will be if one made a reichiv and one made a meshich? So then, the meshich will be koine. The reichiv won't be koine. By a chamoyer, if one will be manig and one will be reichiv, the manig will be koine. That is what he's coming to tell us. The Tan is coming to tell us, by a chamoyer and a gomel, the only way both can be koine is they both make the same isekinyan. By another animal, one can make an hoge and one can make a meshich. But that's it. Lafuki, if one makes a reichev and the other one will be a manik, then the manik will be koine, not the reichev. That's what he's coming to tell us. So he's coming to tell us that a reichev b'moke manik is not koine. A reichev b'moke manik is not koine. A reichev is koine alone. But a reichev b'moke manik is not koine. Rav Yehuda im eloilam loikona shetei meshiche begomo vanoge b'chamoye, a reichev period is not koine. That's the machloikis. That is the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda. Now we'll appreciate the Gemara. The Gemara all of a sudden saw from over here that two reichev isn't koine. Because the Gemara understood in Lav Ulchei, there's no machlekes between them. But the Tanakam also says, Shneim shoyu moishrim begomol oiman higim bachamoyer. A Lav Ulchei, they didn't speak about a Lav Ulchei. Oy shechad moishrim bechad manig. So they were coming to tell us an Ulchei, a Reichei, that a Reichei, b'moke manig, a reichev b'moke meshiche, a reichev isn't koine. But reichev is koine. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo'olam lo'ikon ad shetei meshiche b'gomel. Now, you tell me, by two, a reichev won't be koine. I got news for you. Lo'olam lo'ikon, after one person can't be koine, ad shetei meshiche b'gomel v'anovi b'chabim. So it comes out, the Gemara understood in the Havamine, this Shaila that they were clearing is Reiche b'mokim mani koine, is Reiche b'long koine. Abaisa, you have to learn from Kloyim Arad, but this is a machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama holds Reiche b'mokim mani is not koine, the reiche, only the manig is koine. The only way by a gomel two can be koine is only by two maishrim. The only way two by a chamer can be koine is two manigim. But a reiche with one of them, the reiche won't be koine. So the Tanakhama says, reiche b'moke manig is, reiche b'moke manig is not koine. So that shaila was, it's enough in the baraisa. them to figure out from Kloim. It's enough in the Barais. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, La'olam lo'kane. He can never be koine. Reichel is b'chana koine. So Rabbi Yehuda is Reichel b'chlal. Is that a ma'isa kinyin? The time it came out, Reichel is a ma'isa kinyin, but commanding, it's not koine. So that's how the Gemara understood. So you now look at the Loshna Gemara. Koine, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm alayla, my kashir, mishir, b'gam, agon, b'chom, k'toni, mishir, echad, moishir, v'echad, manik. That's the only way. By another behemah, moishir, g'mani, again. That's the only case two different kinyanin can be kaine. Aval rochov loy, but rochov with anyone will not be kaine, according to the Tanakh. Amen. So we see that the Gemara wants to be patient from the Tanakh, Amen, that rochov moki manig is not kaine, rochov alone is kaine. So the Gemara says loy. Who adin dafilu rochus? Okay, who's talking about rochus? We're not talking, rochus is kaine. But rochus is a kinyan, that's okay. Rochus is a gewaldike kinyan. Vahadik tani moishech umani. That's what it says over here, moishech umani. Lafuki mid Rabbi Yehuda. Da machet em shikh ba gam van hag ba khamer kmash na fun ib khnami kan. So let's look again at the Braise. Shnaim shoy mesh fun gam man higen ba khamer means two were meshach, two were Mises, oi shoy echad meshach ve echad manik, that an ulchein alavuch is also koine. That's what the Tanakamo. And Rabbi Yehuda says that no, lakonu shem mishicha begomo and hoge bechamo. So the Gemara says, say mizoi, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, the Philip Economicon, he hochi said, if you learn that that's Chad the Baraisa, so the Tanakama spoke very batlonish. First he says, Shnayim Reichnim, Shnayim Moishrin, Shnayim Anhigim. He says, you know, who had been forget also? He should have put it in one kugel. Levino Velisnino, Shnayim Shayim Moishrin, Higim Ben Begomo Ben Bechamayach. Why did he talk like this? First he says, both Ulchei, then you know, Philip not Ulchei Ocha, Seilachatrilla. Sayuchi, it's not uche. So the Gemara says, Ikech atzad doloi koni, Ikech da'amri mishiche b'chamor, Ikech da'amri anhoge b'gomo. Zot Rashi, Ikech atzad lohochi leimotzi lemisni b'tavayu mishiche b'anhoge. The Tane could not tell us by both, you can make mishiche b'anhoge, V'tana hochi moishchin begomo umanhigin bechamoir. Oisho ye'echod moishech ve'echod manik be'echod mehem. Oisho ye'shedalkoi b'shneyem. That means the Tanakama holds there is one that's dalkoi by both. There's one that's not dalkoi by both. For some reason the Tanakama didn't explain which is which. But al kaponim, so that is why first the Tanakama to tell us a case where both is da'achi, both are koine. When a case when here both are da'achi by one, so then also both will be koine. But there's one case when ta'ke when it's not da'achi, so then only one is koine, and he didn't say which one. And Rabbi Yehuda says, and not da'achi is never koine, and that's crap. But who's talking about reichim? Reichim could be, reichim b'mokimanig will be koine, reichim is ulchei, so reichim will be koine, period.